Good morning, a Wednesday morning, a summer-like day ahead. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok, and with temperatures in the 80s and summer coming quickly now, we see mosquito and tick infections from the CDC are surging. A warning to keep yourself protected.
Let there be no mistake about it. A child running through the grass is potentially lethal at this stage of the game. If not lethal, it can be very, very problematic. And we know that not only are there ticks, but there are mosquitoes, and it is very important that people cover themselves up. They do what they have to do to protect themselves. David, you are so right, and it's so appropriate for you to raise this with us.
Well, from there to something that was raised in an article I read, the Washington Post, Mueller, that's the special prosecutor of the Russian investigation, is warning now of a possible presidential subpoena in a meeting with Trump lawyers.
Well, now there are the famous questions that have been raised by the New York Times, which look to a lot of people as if they've been leaked by the Trump side. Trump, of course, goes on the air and says, this is disgraceful, but we're pretty sure that Mueller, who has been very tight-lipped about his investigation, didn't do it. So therefore, that leaves the Trump people to do it and then to blame others for having done it. And now, David, we hear that there's this potential application for a subpoena. And what would that mean? That the president would be forced to testify or to answer some questions. Obviously, the president's lawyers have made it clear all along they don't want that because they think it's a potential perjury trap. Look, he's not going to want to respond to the subpoena. He's going to be talking about separation of powers, and he's going to go to the Supreme Court of the United States. And that, David, and all of you out there who are listening, is going to be the crucial test of the integrity of the Supreme Court. If, in fact, the court, and I suspect this is beginning to look more and more like the Nixon tapes controversy, if the court goes along, and they did with the tapes when Nixon didn't want to release them and the court said they got to do it, if that's what happens here, it could be the beginning of the end.
And there's a side story here as well from the New York Times. The Justice Department won't be extorted. The Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein is telling the GOP.
Well, that's right. You know, there got a couple of these guys from the radical right of the Republican Party who are trying to offer impeachment charges against Rosenstein. Now, this virtually never happens with people who are sitting in the government. It's been rumored before. We had it with the IRS head and others, but it never went anywhere. And this isn't going to go anywhere either. It's quite clear that those people who are in a corner now are really going to be quite vicious. Here's Rosenstein, a registered Republican, a guy who has the backing of the Attorney General of the United States, another Republican. No, there are limits on this. There are limits on the rule of law. And what about that doctor, David?
Yeah, well, that's a, as Rex Smith might say, a golly Martha or...
Gee whiz, Martha.
An eye raiser. The president's longtime personal doctor in New York said a trio of Trump associates raided his office in February of 2017, seizing the president's medical records.
Well, I actually watched him on TV. He's very convincing, I'll tell you, and very shook up about all of this. They came in. This guy was his doctor, Trump's doctor, for years and years and years. Now it turns out that this raid was allegedly to get the records for his White House doctor. And who is his White House doctor? Well, that brings us into a whole issue of what the White House staff does, because there's a certain similarity between what this Park Avenue doctor had to say, which was the idea that Trump was the healthiest president who had ever assumed the presidency was not from the doctor, but in fact dictated by Trump himself. Wait, you're kidding. You mean to say that the president's White House doctor said the same words? Oh boy, one in one makes two.
In the race for governor of New York, a major endorsement for Governor Cuomo. That's House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi.
Hey, David, the regular Democrats are going to support Cuomo because the odds are very good that he's going to win. We heard a spirited series of utterances from Sean Patrick Maloney, who really went after Cynthia Nixon and who really supports the governor of the state of New York, Maloney being a congressman. So the regulars are going to be supporting Cuomo. They know where their bread is buttered. Now, whether or not Pelosi is a popular figure, that's another question. We now are hearing that she is making it clear she's going to be speaker again if they win. Whether or not that is helpful to the Democratic Party taking back the House of Representatives is anybody's business. But we do know that she has been subjected to a lot of scorn by the Republicans who have tried to make her the issue. So there are times you got to fight. There are times you step aside.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Enjoy the warm day, everyone.
Can't wait.